The market has people confused as to what they should be doing, and if you make the wrong move, you could be headed for trouble. Or heading for trouble, but then we're going to help you avoid it now on The Danger Zone. Welcome to The Danger Zone on Money Life. This is where we talk with the experts from New Construct, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. But it's not just about looking for things that look good or might be ugly. Instead, it's about what happens when forensic accounting meets cash flow analysis. And what happens when you dig in at the bottom and you work your way up is that you will sometimes find that the picture that's presented from the top down is a little bit misleading. When it's misleading and works against you, that's dangerous. And when it works for you, that might be something that's attractive. And if you want to find out more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter, at newconstructs. David Trainer is the president at New Constructs. David, great to have you back on the show.
It is great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Carvana.
Carvana, ticker symbol CVNA, a very popular stock, one that has really captured people's attention, has huge advertising. So why are you saying
danger, danger
about Carvana now?
I'm saying that this stock is like Tesla and Wayfair. You may want to be a momentum trader, and by all means, go ahead. But if you have any fiduciary responsibilities or care about fundamentals at all, you really want to be selling right now. Take those gains to the bank, because this is almost a shell game. This one has a much shorter runway before blowing up than any of the other two stocks. I mean, like Tesla, like, since people believe whatever Musk says, at least a lot of the bulls, that can go on forever. Who knows, right? I don't know how long it takes for that thing to crash. I think the numbers that are going to start to come out of Europe, et cetera, will make that happen. But the numbers at Carvana are already in pretty severe decline, and there's really no way for them to pull out of it. And the valuation implies that they are going to be able to sell more than twice as many cars as what even the CEO in his most optimistic scenario believes. And to have market share that's like four times bigger than what CarMax has, which, anyway, none of this makes sense. So this is another one of those where, as a fiduciary, there's no straight-face argument from any fundamental perspective for owning this stock.
I want to go back to something you said, because you just said that the expectations that people are putting on it are way beyond what even the CEO has said in his most optimistic. What that really means is that Carvana doesn't seem to believe whatever would be implied. You always talk about how stock price is basically implying what would happen. It sounds like the management of the company is thinking,
don't you believe it.
Even though, I mean, they'll happily have the price being up, but if they can't live up to it, doesn't that pretty much guarantee? I mean, am I wrong here? Because they don't have a fiduciary duty to say, like, hey, we're way overpriced, you should bring us down. But if they don't believe it, isn't that a massive problem?
This is just an example, Chuck, of I think why listeners like this segment of your show, is that we're doing the work that nobody else is doing. The CEO, Ernest Garcia, he's got no idea what his stock price implies. I guarantee it. He's never done this work. Why would he? Same with Wayfair, same with Tesla. People don't really understand the math. If they did, they would never bid it up to this level anyway, right? And so he's got no idea. And you're right. We used our reverse DCF, and we backed into what kind of revenue and margins they would need to have to generate a price equal to around $203 a share. And when we do that, we show that they've got to get to revenue of around $114 billion. And then if you divide that by the average selling price of their car, adjusted for inflation, that's 4.5 million cars. And that's a 3.5% a year inflation number, which is healthy, right? So that's a big number. It's 9% of the market, you know, which is ridiculously large for the used car market. And Mr. Garcia stated last year, we believe we can sell 2 million cars per year. So, look, he just hasn't done the math. I mean, this was last year when maybe the stock price was a lot lower too. But the point is, nobody's doing this kind of work. And nobody's certainly going to publish on it. Because why? the reason why is that other firms aren't really like New Construct so much. We're purely in the business of independent research. We've got no skin in the game. Everyone else wants the party to go on. So the last thing they're going to do is publish research that's going to put the brakes on the way these stocks are running.
Well, help us understand just how out of whack the valuation is here.
Well, you know, if the company does do what the CEO says, right, it's worth $83 a share. If they can get to where they sell 2 million cars a year in 10 years, and again, have 9% of the market, it's worth $83.
We should point out, it's currently trading at a little bit over $200 a share.
That's right.
Okay, that's if it does everything that it does. What if it just goes to no growth?
The no growth value of this business is like less than zero, because its profits are negative right now. So part of what we're assuming here is that even in this $83 scenario, is that the net operating profit after tax goes from negative $400 million to $2.2 billion.
You said you think this is more likely to happen because with Tesla you have it harder to find a catalyst. What do you think the likely catalyst is here on Carvana?
Yeah, what we're seeing, they're going to continue to miss numbers because what's happened is that they've taken all the low-hanging fruit in terms of high population markets where they can serve more people. So they can, you know, basically they're into all the large markets where the average population is above a couple of million. Every new market they go into now is going to cost them, instead of, you know, back in 2015, their operating cost per person was about $1.18. The new markets, it's going to be more like $4 a person. And so just the earnings numbers are just going to get worse and worse. And look, it's hard to say what the catalyst is going to be.
Always is. But what we can say is that while investors have been singing this tune about Carvana, baby, you can drive my car, the sound that David Trainer thinks you're going to hear is this one. Yeah. If you want to avoid the trouble, well, Carvana, CVNA, it's the Danger Zone pick. It's the one that's headed for trouble this week. David Trainer, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. My pleasure.
That's David Trainer. He is the president of New Constructs. Learn more about the firm at newconstructs.com, where they blog about all of their Danger Zone picks. So there's much more information available about Carvana, but also about Tesla, Wayfair, anything else that we talked about here or have talked about. It's all there for you on their website. They're on Twitter, at New Constructs. Up next, it's market call time. Nancy Tengler will be here. She's Chief Investment Strategist at Laffer Tengler Wealth Management, and we'll be talking with her when we come back.